From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. State media in Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into a Syrian Kurdish enclave where fighting continues. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svatanovic reports.
Turkish ground forces pushed into Syria's Afrin province on Sunday as the country vowed to crush the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. That group, supported by the United States but seen as a terrorist organization by Turkey, says it repulsed the Turks and their allies after fierce clashes. The Turkish military claims to have hit over 150 targets so far, killing six civilians and three YPG fighters, but are accused by the YPG of striking civilian districts and a camp for the displaced. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's spokesman tweeted that the operation, labelled Olive Branch, was going well. The YPG said their people would not surrender and that they will protect their supporters in Afrin.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Sunday that Turkey alerted the United States before striking the U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence is in Jordan, just one of the countries he'll visit during his four-day trip to the Middle East. He spoke to American troops there about the budget stalemate in Congress that has shut down the federal government.
You know, I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States.
Earlier, Pence met with Jordan's King Abdullah, who expressed his concern about the Trump decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights